今天很高兴能够有机会跟师母一同来到国语堂来侍奉，一同来敬拜，感谢我们的主。
I'm very pleased that this afternoon I can serve with my wife to share His word. So all praise to God.
不单单跟各位的弟兄姊妹们，也跟年轻的人all you young adults, young people 你们一同来敬拜，这个是非常的好的。
It is a good thing that we can worship together, not just with the adults, but with all the youth together. This is a good thing.
现在是最好的时间，因为我们刚刚过了这个我们的新年。
This is the best time because we have only already celebrated New Year.
那么还有我们中国人的新年又来了。
The Chinese New Year is coming.
所以这里是新的，这里也是新的，我们也是新的。
So we are beginning the New Year here, the Chinese New Year here, and we are all new people.
我不知道你觉不觉得很兴奋，可以每一个星期能够来敬拜。
Are you very excited that every Sunday you can come and worship?
我听说过有一个的妈妈，她叫她的儿子，你快来参加崇拜。
I heard one time a mother has to call the son to say, you need to come up and worship.
可是那个她的儿子说，我不要，我不要，我不要起来，我不要起来。
The son say, no, no, I don't want to get up, I don't want to get up.
你们有没有这个问题啊？
Do you have such a problem?
不想起来准时来参加崇拜。
You don't want to get up to be on time to worship the Lord.
那么妈妈对儿子说，你一定要起来，一定要来参加崇拜。
The mom say, you have to get up, you have to go to worship.
那儿子就说，我就是不起来。
The son say, I don't want to get up.
你给我三个理由，为什么我要来参加崇拜。
Give me three reasons why I have to go to worship.
的妈妈说：“第一个理由，因为今天是星期天，是主日。”
The mom says first because today is Sunday, it's the Lord's day.
我们每一个基督徒都用这个日子来敬拜上帝的。
Every Christian will worship the Lord on this day.
所以你要起来。
So you have to get up.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
因为你已经五十岁了。
Because you're already 50 years old.
你还要睡在这里，要妈妈叫你起来吗？
Why is that you still need your mom to get you up?
还有第三个理由。
And thirdly,
你是这个教会的牧师。
You are the pastor of the church.
你怎么可能不来呢？
How can you not go?
我看呢，我们城北的不是这样的。
I think we don't have this problem in the RH3C.
我们不单单我的同工不是这样，我们每一个弟兄姐妹们都欢喜的来这里敬拜。
All my co-workers and all the brothers and sisters, you're all coming to worship here happily.
因为今年我们一同来庆贺我们教会的三十周年。
Because this year we're going to celebrate our 30th anniversary.
我们在这里求主给我们有新的意象。
We pray to the Lord that the Lord will give us new vision.
让我们真正能够做一个好好的侍奉主的门徒。
So that we will all serve him together as a good disciple.
也把福音传出去。
We'll also share the good news.
今天我跟大家再一同来思想什么叫做做主的门徒。
Today I'm going to reflect with you together about discipleship.
好像一个月前两个月前我跟大家讲过一次做门徒是什么意思。
About a month or two ago, I have shared with you about being a disciple.
做门徒，我们说门徒是他的生命是深而广的。
We talk about as a disciple, your life is deep and wide.
我们讲过什么叫做深的生命。
We talk about what is the life with deepness.
今天我跟大家思想什么叫做广的生命。
Today we're also going to share about this, about the width.
可是我们要做主的门徒之前，我们先要来明白希伯来书第十一章第六节的意思。
Before we become a disciple, we have to first know about the meaning of Hebrews chapter 11.
让我们一同来读希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse
6. 我们就是用中文来读就可以了。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神。且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews 11 verse 6。
这里告诉我们，假如我们要做一个耶稣基督转化生命世界的门徒，跟这个教会，我们有几方面我们要留意。
It talks about here, if we want to be a transformational disciple or transformational church, there are some differences.
能够做主门徒的人，他们第一就是他们深深的相信神。
If you want to be a disciple, you must deeply believe in God.
不单单我们相信神，
not only believing in Him,
我们也相信神会应允我们的祷告的。
We also believe that He will answer our prayers.
而且我们知道，我们这个相信，我们这个知道他会答我们的祷告，这个是神所喜悦的事。
And we know that we believe in Him, we know that He will answer prayers, and also this will be pleasing to Him.
你愿不愿意相信，就是有这一种的信心来做主的门徒呢？
Do you want to believe in Him to be a disciple of God?
究竟做一个主的门徒，他的特征是怎么样呢？
So for us to become a disciple, what are some of the characteristics?
我们上一期讲过转化生命世界门徒有这个内身。
Last time we talked about as a transformational disciple, we talked about our deepness.
他们是充满爱的人生。
The lives are full of love.
他的爱不是因为我有这那么多的爱来爱上帝，来爱人，来家人，不是这样的。
The love is not like I have this much love, so I can use this much to love God and love others.
因为有主生命的人，圣灵把神的爱不停的放在我们的心里面，好像一个泉源那个流出来的。
For those who have the life of Christ, our love is just like a spirit, continue to fill us like a fountain flowing out of the love.
所以，假如你懂得先爱上帝
，If you know how to love God first,
上帝的爱就能够充满你，你能够爱其他的人，能够爱你的爸爸妈妈，能够爱你的儿女，能够爱上帝。
The love of God will fulfill you, and we know how to love your parents, your children, and other brothers and sisters.
我们上一期也讲到。做主门徒的内身的第二方面就是他是有快乐自由的，他是一个快乐自由的人。
We also talk about as a transformational disciple, you have a life of joy and freedom.
为什么有快乐？为什么有自由呢？
Why will you feel free and joyful?
因为当你顺服上帝的时候。
Because once you submit to the Lord,
因为你听他的话的时候，
if you listen to His word,
你就不用又为这个烦恼，又为着想这个想那个，不知道做什么最好。
You don't have to worry about do I do this or that. You don't have to decide on that.
因为你已经决定了要跟随他，决定了按照圣经所教的去做。
Because you have decided to follow Him, you say, "I will follow what the Bible teach me to do."
所以这个不是一个限制，限制那。先限制怎么讲啊？不是限制，乃是一个的自由啊。
Oh, so this is not a restriction, but a freedom.
好，那么我们明白之后，那么第三就是我们发觉是有这个丰足的人生。
Also, we will have abundant life.
因为我们自己很多时候做不来的。
Many things we cannot do it ourselves.
我上帝的叫我们是跟上帝有一个个转换，有一个的exchange 来做这个有这一种的生命。
But with Him, we have a life that we can exchange spiritually.
那个就是做门徒在里面的身是有这一种的生命。
So this is about how deep a disciple can be.
可是今天下午我跟大家一种思想呢，就是做主门徒的外广的是什么呢？
Today I'm going to share with you to be a disciple. How wide is the impact?
什么叫做一个 wide impact? 什么叫做外广呢？
What is the wide impact?
我跟大家思想了五方面的事。
So I'm going to share with you five areas.
我希望你明白这五方面，就是上帝希望我们在2015年，我们国语堂的弟兄姊妹们都能够有这一个向外面的广大的这一种的。
I pray that in this year, 2015, all of us will have this desire to impact others widely.
那么怎么样广呢？
What are the five things?
做主的门徒，第一个就是，假如我们是他的门徒，我们可以看见大多数人看不见的事。
So if we want to be disciple, first thing is we'll see things most people don't see.
你有没有觉得你的眼光看事情，是不是你能够看到 大多数人看不见的事呢？
Have you ever had this experience that you can see things that others cannot see?
那这一种的眼光是怎么样来的呢？
What are we calling this kind of eyesight?
我们一同来看希伯来书第11章第一节。
Hebrews 11 verse 1.
我们一同来读。圣经说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。这个希伯来书11章第一节。
Faith is being sure of what we hope for.And certain of what we do not see.
假如你有笔，我请你圈着这个实底这个字。
I would like you to use the pen, and then you can circle this word.
Yeah, the 这个 word 是这个confidence, sure 这个字哈，实底哈。
Being sure.
还有第二个字你要圈着的就是这个未见这个事。
The second thing is do not see.
Yeah, 为什么意思呢？因为你很多人觉得这个是没有可能的。假如还没有见到，怎么能说这个是实底呢？
So many people say, if I have not seen it, how can I have this confidence?
因为通常我们说事情就是这样，我们说我看见我就相信。
Because many times we say seeing is believing.
可是圣经对我们说，刚刚是相反。圣经说，你相信，你就可以看见。
But God tells us it's just the opposite. Believing is seeing.
就是用这个信心的眼睛去看很多的事情。
Because with this eyes of faith, we can see many things.
上帝把一个梦想赐给了我们国语堂的弟兄姊妹们。
God has given a vision to all our brothers and sisters here.
可是这个事情还没有出现。
But these things have not happened yet.
很多人说你讲，可是我看不见。
Many people say, you're just talking, I cannot see.
我们就说，我们相信，所以我们好像已经看见一样。
So we say, because we believe, so for us, you know, as if we have already seen it.
因为做主的门徒，上帝把这一种的信心给他们。
Because as a disciple, God will give such a faith to us.
所以好多，很像看见大多数人看不见的事。
So we can see things that most people cannot see.
主给了国语堂有什么意向呢？
What's the vision that God has given the Mandarin
congregation? 你可不可以已经好像用这个信心的眼睛已经可以看见呢？
Can you use these eyes of faith to already see that?
这个是第一个做主门徒他能够做的事情，其他人做不到的。
This is the first thing that the disciple can do is see things most people don't see.
很多人都问为什么？
Many people ask why.
可是我们能够问为什么不可以呢？
But we ask why not.
这个就是信心的问题了。
This is the lesson of faith.
没有看见却能相信的信心。
Having a faith that we have not seen yet.
我们就把这个盼望带给我们的弟兄姊妹们。
We can give this hope to our brothers and sisters.
让他们知道，假如我们相信上帝能够做的。我知道这个事情一定会 出现。
So we believe if we know that God is working, yes, this is going to be completed.
第二，不单单我们看见大多数人看不见的事。
Besides seeing things most people don't see, secondly,
我们做主门徒的能够说大多数人不敢说的话。
As a disciple, we can also say things most people don't
see. 怎么样看见这个事情呢？
How can we see that?
我们才来读希伯来书，希伯来书是一章第七跟第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11, 7 and 8.
这个是讲的挪亚。来，挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一直方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。这个是第七节。第八节，来，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。希伯来书十一章第八节，我请你圈着第一个第七节，我请你圈着这个信这个字跟敬畏这个字 faith and the holy fear.
This is in verse
7. 第信跟敬畏。
So you can circle that faith and
Holy fear, yeah. 那么第八节呢，我请你圈着这个信，亚伯拉罕因着信这个字跟遵命这个字。
And then in verse 8, you circle faith and also obey.
请留意，我什么意思呢？说他说大多数人不敢说的话呢？
What do I mean when they say things most people don't say?
因为挪亚敬畏上帝。
Noah because of his fear to God.
所以他相信这个做这个方舟的这个事情是一定要做的。
So he believed that building this ark is something he has to do.
那位亚伯拉罕又因为信遵从遵命的缘故。
By faith also Abraham, he obeyed.
他就出去一个地方,他还没有不知道是在哪里的地方去。
So he went to a place before knowing where to go.
那什么叫做说大多数人不敢说的话呢?
What are the things that most people don't say?
挪亚跟亚伯拉罕,
Noah and Abraham.
因为他们相信,
because of the faith.
所以不单单他们去做这个方舟,不单单他们自己出去。
So not only do they build the ark and also go out.
他也做一个宣告。
They also have a declaration.
他宣告说,挪亚说,你们要悔改,因为这个洪水要来了。
Noah, he declared and said, people, you have to repent because the flood is coming.
那个时候没有看见过大雨,那个是沙漠的地方,没有下雨的。
At the time, it's a desert. They have never seen rain.
人家笑这个挪亚,你讲这个谎话,你说什么洪水啊?
Of course, they will tease him and say, you're lying. What talk
about flood? 可是 by faith in the sin, 这个挪亚就这样的宣告。
But because of faith, Noah declared.
亚伯拉罕一样。
The same thing for Abraham.
很多人说,你为什么离开了?这里不好吗?
Many people say, why are you leaving? This is
亚伯拉罕说,我们要到一个地方,是这个永生的神要赐给我们的。
And Abraham said, I've go to a place. This is where the eternal
God was. 你愿不愿意跟我一同去啊?
Are you willing to go with me?
这个就是这个宣告的意思。
This is the meaning of declaration.
带来改变不是你的地位跟你的身份。
To bring in a change is not because of status or your identity.
而是你的勇气跟你的宣告。
It's because of the courage and your declaration.
John Maxwell 是一个大家都听过的这个很有名的一个的牧师。
You have heard about this pastor, John Maxwell.
他20岁的时候就做牧师了。
He became a pastor when he was 20.
那个时候他刚刚来到教会里面侍奉。
He started to serve in the church.
哎呀，教会很忙。
And it's very busy in the church.
可是神感动他的心,
but God touched his heart.
神叫他说,你今年呢,你要带200个人,200 people, 200个人呢,信主。
And God had moved his heart to say, this year you need to bring 200 people to Christ.
这200个人不是教会里面的人吗?
These 200 are not from the church.
是外面的人。
It's outside the church.
所以每一个星期,
So every week,
你用差不多十个小时,你到外面去探访一些你不认识的人,带他们信主。
So you may have to spend at least 10 hours per week to go do visitation to bring them to Christ.
这个是神给牧师的一种的心意。
This is the voice that God spoke to him.
可是这个牧师就把这件事宣告让整个教会听到。
So this pastor, he declared to the whole church.
人就笑他了。
People tease him.
你刚刚是20岁,
You're only 20.
你自己的教会还没有做得好,
you still have a very small church.
你怎么这样说今年在外面带200个人信耶稣呢?
How can you bring 200 people into the church?
可是他说这个是上帝给我的意向。
And he said this is the vision from God.
我请你们给我每星期能够有10个小时, 我可以出去做这个工作。
I ask that you give me 10 hours per week so that I can go out and work.
他们说好了,你的试试呢,你的试试呢?
So say, okay, go and try.
好了,第一个礼拜,
the first week,
他去外探访。
So he went out to visit.
他不是用了10个小时,
not only 10 hours.
他用了15个小时。
This is 15 hours.
好了,到Sunday的时候, 礼拜日的时候,
So when Sunday comes,
弟兄姊妹们就问牧师,
So the brothers and sisters ask,
你这个礼拜带了几多人信主啊?
How many people have you brought to Christ this
牧师就说,
week? The pastor said,
我用了15个小时,
I spent 15 hours.
一个人也没有信耶稣,
not even one to come to Christ.
人家说, 我们就是说这个的吗? 我们就是说,
Haven't we told you before?
可是牧师说,
The pastor said,
上帝说,这年要我带200个人信耶稣。
God says, this year I'll bring 200 to be
believing. 所以我要让你们知道,
I need to tell you,
不是要你来笑我,
不是 for ask you to
我是请你们跟我一同来传福音。
I'd like you to work with me to share the gospel.
我请你为我来祷告。
Pray for me.
他对他说,假如我不讲出来,
If I don't declare to you,
我就没有了这个责任。
I do not have such responsibility.
假如我不讲出来,
If I have not told you,
我不宣告出来,
If I have not declared it,
我就没有了目标。
I do not have a purpose.
因为神给了我这个意象，所以我把它讲出来。
Because God has given me this vision, so I share with
you. 就是大多数人不敢说的话。
This is what most people would like to
say. 弟兄姊妹们啊。
Brothers and sisters.
好，假如我能未能够明白，却愿意顺从而宣告有这一种的信心。
Though we have not understand, but we willing to say we're going to declare this is a faith.
很多人就因为你这个宣告，他们的找到盼望。
Many people, because of your declaration, they will find hope.
上帝放在你们的心里面有很多的心意，你们自己是知道的。
There are many, many things God has put into your heart, and you know it.
可是你一直也不把它讲出来。
But many times you just don't want to share with other people.
因为你怕其他人来笑你。
Because you're afraid that people will laugh at you.
我希望我能够读大学。
You say I really want to go to university.
我希望能够成为一个工程师，一个的律师啊，做这个这个。
I'd like to be an engineer or lawyer or many other things.
可是我不讲出来。
But I don't want to say it out.
因为我怕做不到。
I'm afraid I cannot do it.
人就笑我了。
And you will laugh at me.
所以一直好像在我的心里面，我都希望做工程师、做律师，一直都是这样。
So many times, even though I like to be an engineer or a lawyer, I just bury it inside.
我没有讲出来。
I have not said told anybody.
所以我就没有了这个责任，没有了这个目标。
I don't have such a responsibility.
我一生就普普通通就是这样的过。
So I just.You know, live a very simple life.
神要我们是说大多数人不敢说的话，凭着我们的信心去这样做。
But by faith, God wants us to say things that most people can say.
主的门徒就是第一，其他人看不见的，他能够看见。
As a disciple, you can see things that most people don't see.
因为很多人说，我看见我就相信，我们就说，我们相信，我们就能够看见。
Because many people say seeing is believing, but we're going to tell them believing is seeing.
第二，大多数人都不敢说很多的话。
Secondly, many people, they don't, a lot of things they don't want to say.
因为他们说少说话就是好一点啊。
Because they think it's better to not to say that much.
可是这是神，假如神把这个意象给了我们教会。
But if God has given this vision to our church.
假如神把这个意象，这个目标给了你。
This is a vision that God has given to you.
你知道你这样做能够荣耀神的。
You know in doing this, you can glorify God.
所以我们就凭着信心来勇敢地宣告，神要我们做这件事情，我们就去做了。
By faith, with courage and declaration, we tell people this is what God has taught us to do.
不单单是这样，还有第三个。
There's not only this, that number three.
做主的门徒，他的生命是广的，因为他们愿意相信大多数人不愿意相信的事。
As a disciple, you have a very wide life because you believe things most people don't believe.
圣经说我们都读过在这个希伯来书十一章第三十节，我们一同来读。以色列人因着信围绕耶利哥城之日，城墙就倒塌了。这个是巴罗书十一章三十节。
Hebrews 11:30。
请你留意这个信这个字跟围绕这个字。
Here you can circle faith and also march around.
我们都记得圣经说这个耶利哥城是一个很难打进去的一个城。
When we learn from the Bible, the city of Jericho is very difficult to go in.
可是上帝叫这个以色列人，你们不要用武力来打，你们只要围绕这个城，每一天摇它一次，就是为六天，就是六次。
So God say, if you want to go into this city, you don't need to bring any weapons. All you need to do is march around this city.Once every day for 6 days.
到七天的时候，你就围绕它七次。
On the seventh day, you march around 7 times.
那么最后一次的时候，你们在呼叫的时候，那个城墙就会倒塌下来了。
At the seventh time, you can just have a big shout, and the walls will crumble down.
他们就是这样做。
They did accordingly.
因为他们相信这个是真的。
Because they believe it's true.
什么叫做相信上帝呢？
What does it mean to say to believe in God?
当然，我们相信他神能够。
Of course, we believe he is able.
可是这里的相信不是单单相信神能够。
But here, believing is not just saying God is able.
也不是单单相信神愿意,
and it's not only saying God is willing.
乃是要相信上帝已经在行事,
it's actually believing that God is already doing.
以他已经在做事了。
He has already done something.
所以我们愿意相信大多数人他不相信的事。
So we believe things that most people don't believe.
因为我们的相信就是上帝已经在行事。
Because we believe that God is already doing things with us.
所以耶稣对我们说，所以你们，我告诉你们，你们祷告的时候，无论求什么，相信是得着了，你们就会得着所求的。
Here, because Jesus says, I tell you, whatever you ask for me in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
你会不会相信上帝有祝福你的家庭呢？
Do you believe that God will bless your family?
因为你敬畏他, 你相信他, 所以他要祝福你的家。
Because you fear him, you believe in him, he's going to bless your family.
可是你说现在还没有看见呢？
You just say, but I cannot see yet.
你愿不愿意还没有看见的时候, 时候, 你先已经谢谢他呢?
But do, can you do that? Before you can see it, thank him first.
假如有人给你, 帮助你, 给你一个支票,
for example, if someone gives you a check,
是1000块钱的,
$1,000,
是帮助你做, 帮助你做这个那个的,
it's helped you to do something.
那么你怎么样做啊?
What do you do?
你是不是说拿了这个支票, 你到银行里边, 你 cash 了之后, 真的拿到1000块, 一千块了，那么你再回来说啊，谢谢了，我已经拿到一千块，是不是这样的呢？
Do you after receiving the check, do you first of all go to the bank, make sure you can cash the money, then you come back and thank the person?
不是这样的。
Of course not.
他给你的时候，给你支票给你的时候
，When someone gives you the check,
你已经说谢谢你，你对我那么的好，那么的知道我的需要，我谢谢你。
You thank him already because you say thank you so much for caring about me.
你不需要等着这个支票的 cash 了之后, 兑现之后, 才来谢谢他。
You don't wait until you cash the check, then you come back and thank the person.
这个是叫做还没得到却已经感恩谢恩的信心。
This is something that we say we give thanks even though we have not received it.
能够眺望很多人来跟随上帝。
This will help people to follow Christ.
你跟我应当学, 我们愿意相信上帝现在已经在做工作。
So we need to believe that yes, God is already working.
所以我们祷告会的时候, 我们不是说, 上帝啊, 为我们做这个, 希望你为我们做这个, 不是一时这样祷告。
So in our prayer meeting, we don't just say, God, I hope that you will do this for us.
我们说, 上帝, 我们感谢你, 为我们国语坛的众弟兄姊妹们做这个工作, 我们先感谢你, 因为我们相信这个是合你的心意, 因为是你让我们知道, 你愿意这样做的。
So we say, God, we thank you. Thank you for the Mandarin congregation, for many things, because we believe this is the vision from you, and we will follow your will.
我们看见大多数人看不见的事。
We see things most people don't see.
我们能愿意宣告大多数人不敢说的话。
We declare things that most people don't say.
我们愿意相信大多数人不愿意相信的事。
We also believe things that most people don't believe.
第四，我们更感受到大多数人感受不到的事。
Fourthly, we feel things most people don't feel.
什么这个是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
我们一同来读希伯来书11章25到27节。
Hebrews 11:27。这里是讲到摩西，我们一同来读。他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最重之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心的忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。希伯来书11章25到27节，我们现在讲的感受，我们讲的这个feeling。
Here we talk about feeling.
很多人说，我们基督徒不讲这个感受的。
Some many people say Christian don't talk about
feeling.
We talk about faith.
可是我们也讲感受。
Of course, we also talk about feeling.
可是我们的感受不是说我感到好的就做，今天感到 感觉的不好就不做，不是这一种的感受。
But kind of feeling is not like, oh, if I don't feel like it today, I don't do it. No, this is not that kind of feeling.
我们的感受是一种有信心、有负担的一种的感受。
Our feeling is one with a faith and also with a burden.
你看我们刚才读这个圣经，这个摩西他的感受是怎么样呢？
When we read the Bible just now, what's the feeling of Moses?
他说因着信，他宁可跟百姓一同来受苦。
Here it says, by faith, Moses would rather suffer with his people.
他的感受就是他不愿意享受这一切埃及的 的一切的事情，他的感动就是跟他自己的弟兄一同。
Here, because his faith that he does not want to enjoy all the treasures in Egypt, he wants to suffer with his brothers.
我们有做门徒的感受是什么呢？
So what are the feelings of a disciple?
我们看神所赐的生命目的。
We see the life, the purpose given by God to us.
比世上的名誉地位更重要，这个是我们的感受。
It's more precious than the worldly statures and also identity.
我们看神所赐给我们的教会主内的弟兄姊妹们之情。
We see many of our brothers and sisters here in church.
比普遍的友谊更宝贵。
They are more precious than ordinary friendship.
我们就能够更彼此的相爱。
So we can love one another.
我们看神赐的平安比 物质的财富更宝贵。
We see the peace of God to be more precious than material treasures.
就是这一种的感动帮助我们感受很多人感受不到的事。
Because of such feelings, we can feel things that most people don't feel.
我觉得我们最大的一种的感受。
For me, the most important feeling.
就是看见好像圣经刚才读过的。 我们明白圣经说要相信耶稣基督以致不至灭亡反得永生这个感受。So
the most important feeling is we believe in the Bible, that if we believe in Christ, we shall not perish but have eternal life.
圣经说很多人还没有认识耶稣基督的时候，他们是一路一级的往这个灭亡的路在走。
Many people, the Bible say, if we do not believe in Christ, we're walking towards eternal perishment.
圣经说这个 perishing 这个字, 灭亡这个字, 是这个 continuous and present continuous, 就是继续在进行中的。
So this in the Bible, talking about perishing, is a continuous tense. We're continually perishing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
福音假如赶不到的时候, 就不再是福音了。
So this good news, the gospel, if you cannot feel it, then it's no longer good news.
这个福音假如你赶不到的意思就是福音是福，因为是你可以得的，可是你不能够得到的时候，赶不去的时候，赶不觉的时候，这个就不再是福音了。
Gospel is good news. But hear this good news, if you have not accepted it, you cannot feel it, and so you cannot feel, yet you don't have this good news.
Yeah, if you don't accept it on time, it's no longer good. 这个就是这个意思。所以弟兄姊妹们，你们还没有相信耶稣基督。
If you have not accepted Christ,
你要立即的坏坏的来做这个决定。
You have to make this decision quickly.
因为太迟的时候。
Because it would be too late.
福音就不再是福音了。
Gospel is no longer good news to you.
因为它对你已经没有作用了。
Because it has no effect on you.
我们广东堂有很多的老一辈的弟兄姊妹们，他们的家人离开世界。
In our Cantonese congregation, we have some elderly, and they have the family members leaving the world.
有很多他的爸爸妈妈离开的时候，他心里面也不知道他们信了主没有。
So when the parents passed away, sometimes the children don't know whether they have accepted Christ or not.
因为一级他们都以为更有机会，更多机会，更多机会的。
Because many times you say, well, wait, there will be other opportunities.
可是他突然离开的时候,
but then suddenly they passed away.
这个儿女的心里面都非常的难过。
The children, of course, they're very, very sad.
他们都尝试是想，好像某年某月他来过城北，好像跟牧师谈过一次话， 好像跟牧师祷，牧师跟他祷告了一次，是不是哪一次他信了主啊？我也不知道，我希望就是这样了。
So sometimes they just contemplate. They say, I think many years ago they've been to a church once. I think they talked to the pastor. Perhaps by that time they have accepted Christ, but we don't really know.
我就问，我们的感受就是我们不愿意要这样子猜，我们要真真正正的找住这个机会，让他们能够认识耶稣基督，跟随主，得到这个永生的盼望。
So the feeling is not that I guess he or she has accepted Christ. The key thing is we need to make sure they indeed have accepted Christ as a personal savior.
其他的人他说，哎，我感受不到你这一种的感受 ，I don't care.
Many people say I don't care.
可是 we do care.
可是我们应该是感受的。
因为我们是主的门徒，我们可以感受到大多数人感受不到的。
Because we are God's disciples, we need to feel things that other people don't feel.
那么最后做主门徒的人，他们能够做大多数人不愿意做的事情。
Lastly, as a disciple, we do things that most people don't do.
我们才读最后一段的圣经，39-40节。
Hebrews 11:39-40。
只是人的信心都有着很不平凡的记录，可是他们并没有领受的上帝所应许的，因为上帝决定给我们做更美的安排，他的旨意是他们必须跟我们一道才能达到完全。希伯来书39:40，这个什么意思呢？
What does that mean here?
他说很多的人他愿意这样的做主的门徒跟随主。
There are many people to say, I'm willing to be God's disciple, I want to follow him.
可是主应许他们的，他还没有来到，他们已经死了。
But then the things that God has promised to them, they have not received it before they passed away.
那么你就问了，那么他没有得到了，那么就是白费了他们一生来跟随呢？跟随主呢吗？
So you may ask, they have not received, so isn't a waste to follow Christ?
不是。
Of course not.
因为他们有这个信心，他们相信我开始了，许多人会继续的做这个工作。
Because they believe that because of the faith, they say, I have started it, and other people will continue to accomplish it.
所以他们的信心是超越这个死亡的信心的。
So this faith is beyond the challenge of death.
有人说是超越这个坟墓。
This is also overcome the grave.
就是这样。
Because of this.
所以弟兄姊妹们，假如我们相信了耶稣基督，我们就为主做做这个伟大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, if you have accepted Christ, you have to do great things for Him.
我们做他的门徒，能够有这一种的心，能够做大多数人不愿意做的事情。
Because as a disciple, we'll do things that most people don't do.
我们今天讲到转发生命世界。
Here today, we talk about transformational.
我们做耶稣基督的门徒。
We are His disciples.
我们做主的门徒，不单单是服侍这个世界。
So as disciples, not just serving this world.
我们国语堂的弟兄姊妹们，我们要透过我们的生命。带其他的人更上一层楼。
Mandarin congregation, through our faith, through our life, let's bring other people higher up.
让他们的生命因为我们的缘故能够有更大的转变。
Let the life we have a great change because of our impact.
在西方的历史里面有很多的伟大的人。
In our Western culture, there are many great people.
我们听过美国这个总统叫做 J.F. Kennedy。
You heard about J.F. Kennedy.
他特别的地方不是这个政治的事情。
It's not just because of his political success.
他在1960年的时候，因为跟这个苏联这个太空的那个比赛。
Because in 1960, he was trying to have a race with the Soviet about the space.
他在1960年的时候，他说我们美国人在在10年之后。我们要登陆这个月球。
So in 1960, he declared that in 10 years, we Americans will send people to the moon.
那个时候，美国还没有这个太空，这么太空处啊，这么NASA 还没有这一种的 这个机构。
At that time, they didn't even have NASA, no space, special.
就是因为一个人的一句话。
Because of the one sentence.
十年之后，我们是第一个人想上这个月球。
He said, "In 10 years, we'll send a man to the moon."
在1969年。
1969.
九年之后。
9 years later.
他们都到月球去了。
They did send a man to the moon.
其他另外一个人叫做 Martin Luther King.
You have heard about Martin Luther King.
这个是一个牧师。
He's a pastor.
他说我们做黑人的。
He said we are black people.
也是人。
We also human.
我们有我们的尊严。
We have our dignity.
连白人不应该能够看小我们。
The white should not look down on us.
可是他带领整个美国的有这个种族的和平的这个游行。
So he led the whole people, the people to have this peace walk.
就是这样把整个国家啊这个种族的平等这个事情带出来了。
So here he brought forth the racial equality.
我们也听过这个很出名的这个叫做 Mandela, Nelson Mandela.
You heard about Nelson Mandela?
他是南非的总统。
He is the president of South America.
他以前是被这个白人的欺负。
Also, he has been looked down upon by the whites.
可是他的带这个国家能够有一个改变。
And he also brought some changes to the country.
后来这个黑人当政的时候。
So later on, when it's the black people in charge of the government,
人就说这现在就是不服的时候，报复的时候。
People say this is a time for revenge.
可是他说我不要这样。
He said, "No, we don't do that."
我们要看大的桃花。
We need to look at the big picture.
我们要看将来，不是看往后面走。
We have to look into the future, not just keep looking back.
我们中国的孙中山先生。
Also in China, we have Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
他是救我们的国家。
He also tried to rescue our country.
这些名字你都听过。
All this name you have heard about.
你知不知道这些人都是生命有这一种的伟大的贡献。
Do you know all these people? They have some dedication, a great one.
是因为他们受了一个人的影响呢。
Because they have been influenced by one person.
是谁影响他们呢？
Who influenced them?
是耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督让这个人能够看见一些其他人看不见的事情。
Jesus Christ gives them the sight to see things that most people don't see.
耶稣基督给他们有这个胆量，是宣告其他人不敢说的话。
Also, Jesus gives them the courage to declare things that most people don't say.
耶稣基督帮助他们能够相信其他人说没有可能的事。
Christ also helped them to believe things that most people don't believe.
耶稣基督给他们爱他们的国家，爱他们的人民，感受了他们受的苦，这种感受其他人感受不到了。
With Christ, they love the country, they love the people, and they feel things that most people don't feel.
他们有几个，他们死的时候，死亡的时候，这他们想做的事情还没有来到。
For some of them, the things that they want to accomplish when they die, actually things have not been done yet.
可是他们深深的相信。
But they truly believe.
他们开始了。
They have started it.
上帝会继续的做成这个工作。
God will continue to complete the.
这个就是伟大的人，按着耶稣基督的旨意能够做成的事。
These are the great people following the will of Jesus Christ, and they can accomplish great things.
2015年。
In 2015.
我给国语堂的弟兄姊妹们有五个的挑战。
I'm going to give you 5 challenges to the congregation.
为了主的缘故。
Because of Christ, for the sake of God.
第一。
First.
你愿不愿意做一件新的事情，是以前没有做过的，为主的缘故。
Are you willing to, because of Christ, you do something new that you have never done before?
做一件新的事情。
Something new.
你以前没有做过的。
You have not done before.
为了主的缘故。
Because for Christ's sake.
第二。
Secondly.
你愿不愿意为了主的缘故。
Are you willing for God's sake?
去学一样的事情，你是从来没有学过的。
That you're going to learn something that you have never learned before.
第三。
Third.
为了主的缘故。
For God's sake.
你愿不愿意是停止做一些事情，你一生也不敢停止的，也停不来的，靠着主的恩典，在今年你把它改了，停了。
Are you willing that because of the grace of God, you can stop doing something that you have never have the courage to stop doing?
第四,
Fourthly,
你愿不愿意改变你自己生命里边一些的问题？你从来也不敢，你想你不可能改变到的。
Are you willing to change something that in your life you say I will not be able, I would not dare to change?
最后，在2015年，你愿不愿意做一个从来还没有做过的主的门徒呢？
Are you willing, lastly, in 2015, you're willing to be a disciple for Christ?
第一，做一件新的事。
First, do a new thing.
第二，学一个新的事，
Secondly,
还没有学过的事。
Learn something new.
第三，停止一些你从来也不敢停止的事。
Stop something that you never dare to stop.
第四是改变一些从来改变 不来的事。
Change something that you have not tried to change before.
第五就做一个，你已经是基督徒，可是你说我从来没有想过，我是要这样做一个这样的门徒。
Fifth, you have been a Christian, but you have never thought about that. You need to be a disciple.
这五件事情，我就希望我们好好的思想。
These are the five things I'd like you to think through.
让我们的生命透过神的恩典，在这里2015年有一个新的一个的改变。
Through God's grace, let our lives be changed.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，你愿意我们跟随你。不是单单的信了耶稣，你要我们做你的门徒，让我们成为一个深而广的门徒和跟随你。求你给我们更大的信心，相信你赐给我们的，就是一定可以成就。给我们有这个眼光，看见大多数人看不见的事，给我们愿意做，去讲一些很多人不敢说的话。让我们相信大多数人不愿意相信的话的事，让我们有更深的感受讲到福音的重要，感受大多数人感受不到的事，也帮助我们无论我们的年纪是多大多小，让我们开始做神要我们做的事情。我们知道一定会成就，假如不是在我这一生，一定你有其他的人继续的做成你福音的工作。哦，主啊，这个教会属于你的，弟兄姊妹们属于你的，求你在这样祝福带领他们，在新的一年让我们有新的能力，能做成讨主喜悦的事。我们谢谢你。 Thank you for loving us, Jesus Christ. Help us to become a true disciple. Help us to do great things for you, because you ordain us to do it that wayThank you in Jesus' name. 谢谢你，奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢各位。